Chapter 2. An Uncharitable Man. Almost immediately after Scrooge's nephew left, two other people came in. They were large, good-looking men who, with their hats off, went into Scrooge's office. They had papers in their hands.
"Scrooge and Marley's, I believe," said one of the men. "Am I speaking to Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?"
"Mr. Marley died 7 years ago this very night," Scrooge replied.
"Then we are sure you'd be as generous as he was," said one of the gentlemen, handing Scrooge his name card. "At this time of the year, it is usual for people to give generously to the poor. Thousands of people, Mr. Scrooge, do not have enough food or warm clothing. Many have no homes."
"Are there no prisons?" asked Scrooge.
"Oh, plenty of prisons," said the man.
"And are there no workhouses?" demanded Scrooge. "Places where the poor can work for their bread?"
"Yes, there are," replied the man. "I wish I could say they were not needed."
"I was afraid, from what you said at first, that something had happened to them," said Scrooge. "I'm very glad to hear that there are still such places."
"They are not happy places for the poor to be," the man said. "Some of us are collecting money to buy good food and clothes for these people. We are doing this now because it is at Christmas time that the poor are so unhappy. They see that they do not have what most other people have. How much will you give, Mr. Scrooge?"
"Nothing," Scrooge replied.
"You wish to give secretly?"
"I wish to be left alone," said Scrooge. "That is my answer. I don't enjoy Christmas, and I can't afford to make other people happy. I give some money to pay for prisons and workhouses, and that is enough."
"Many would rather die than go to such places."
"If they would rather die," said Scrooge, "they had better do it. We have too many people already. Their problems are not my business. It's enough for a man to understand his own business and not have to spend time with other people's. Good afternoon, gentlemen."
Knowing that it would be useless to argue, the men left, and Scrooge got on with his work. Outside, the fog and darkness thickened. It became even colder. In the street, workmen had lit a great fire in a metal basket around which poor men and boys were warming their hands. The shops were full of holly and berries, and they were doing good business as people bought everything they needed for the Christmas holiday. A child came to the door of Scrooge's office and began to sing a Christmas carol. But at the first sound of "God bless you, merry gentlemen, may nothing you dismay," Scrooge picked up a stick and shook it at the child, who quickly ran off. When the time came for Scrooge to close his office for the day, he said to his clerk,
"You'll want a holiday all day tomorrow, I suppose."
"If that is convenient, sir."
"It's not convenient," said Scrooge. "And it's not fair. If I were to take money from your wages for it, you'd think yourself ill-used. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work."
The clerk said that Christmas Day was only once a year.
"A poor excuse," said Scrooge. "But I suppose you must have the whole day. Be here all the earlier the next morning."
The clerk promised that he would, and Scrooge walked out. The clerk ran home as fast as he could to play with his son.